Our three decades of commitment to all news means you get the tri-state area's best coverage. The 30th anniversary celebration on WCBS News Radio 88.
Alleged police brutality victim, Abner Louima, returns to the critical list.
Pre-dawn raids take a bite out of Newark's illegal drug sales.
Pentagon calls on Russia to clarify whatever was exploded near a nuclear test site.
Joe Kennedy not to run for Massachusetts governor. He says the family scandals prevent it.
Jesse Jackson balls up traffic, leading thousands in a march for affirmative action, which is dying in California.
History was made 30 years ago on this very day. That's when we were born.
Happy birthday to us.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And as you know, all this day we've been journeying back in time to some of the great radio moments, the ones that made history here at News Radio 88. Our Rich Lam now with news anchor Gary Mora on WCBS Voices Past and Present.
Gary Moore is still working on the air here at WCBS. He was working at the inception of all news.
I started out actually as a stringer from the very beginning, from the first day. I was in Trenton, New Jersey, working for a Philadelphia radio station. When I found out from a friend that WCBS was going to an all-news format, and so I contacted them and I offered to string for them from Trenton. And they said, fine, let's do it. And then 3 months later, the staff was expanded and I came on as a staff reporter. That was probably November of 1967.
That's amazing to think that far back. Do you have any clear recollection of what was going on then?
It was a very, very exciting time. I mean, the station was spending money hand over fist in an effort to get the best possible talent available on the air in the shortest possible time to beat the competition. I mean, we were arrogant. We had this kind of a screw you kind of attitude about things. You know, we went out and got stories that nobody else was interested in. We were pugnacious and kind of bulldogish about it. And it got us listeners. And it not only got us listeners, it drew more talent from outside the station, people who wanted to work here because we were so tough. We went out and got the news.
Now, you went to Woodstock and never came back. Oh, tell us about that.
I went to Woodstock to cover the event as a reporter for WCBS, and, oh, God, that was exciting. That was one of the most exciting stories ever, and it lasted over days. And the excitement of it, the color, the sounds, the kids, the music, I mean, it just struck something in me. And this was 1969, and then in 1976, I moved to Woodstock. I needed all that time to recover from the event.
Well, and the other thing was that you anchored for a while with Rita Sands. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. What kind of an experience was that? It always sounded like you were having fun on the air.
It was great. Rita was such a wonderful person to work with. We had such a great time. Laughs, a lot of very serious moments, a good chemistry. It was so much fun to work with her. It was midday. We didn't really feel the pressure of morning drive or afternoon drive. We kind of were allowed to go our own way and find our own level. And it worked. I mean, it worked for both of us, and it worked for the listeners. It worked for the station. It was just such a... And for me, it was just probably the most exciting extended period of time in my career.
Yeah, we like to say Gary went to Woodstock and never came back.
Right. Oh, here he is. Gary, what an honor.
I'm back from Woodstock.
Finally, it's taken you all these years.
It's great.